This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Chief Minister of Bihar Karpuri Thakur and eminent scientist M.S. Swaminathan were awarded the Bharat Ratna posthumously. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani tomorrow in New Delhi. During the investiture ceremony today, in the morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the investiture ceremony. Today is the last day for the withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Their nominations were closed on Wednesday and the scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. Scrutiny of nominations in the state will be held today. The last date of withdrawal of candidature in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar, and 4 union territories will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma has said his government would implement the UCC after the Lok Sabha polls. Talking to newspersons in Guwahati yesterday, the senior BJP leader also said that necessary measures are also being taken to stop polygamy in the state. The Chief Minister said the NDA would show good performance in the Lok Sabha polls in the state. The Indian Navy has rescued another vessel from pirates. The Navy rescued 23 Pakistani nationals from an Iranian fishing vessel which was hijacked by the Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. The surrender marked a decisive victory for the Indian Navy in combating piracy and ensuring the safety of maritime activities in the region. The Navy said, based on the inputs on a potential piracy incident on board Iranian fishing vessel Al-Kambar 786 on Thursday, two Indian naval ships, INS Sumedha and INS Trishul, deployed in Arabian Sea, were diverted. It added that after more than 12 hours of intense coercive tactical measures as per the standard operating procedures, the pirates on board the hijacked fishing vessel were forced to surrender and the crew, comprising 23 Pakistani nationals, were safely rescued. Indian naval specialist teams are presently undertaking thorough sanitization and seaworthiness checks of the fishing vessel to escort her to a safe area for resuming normal fishing activities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a return to ceasefire talks with Palestinian terror group Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join the ceasefire talks in Qatar and Egypt over the coming days. Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with Hamas, which would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. The weather office has predicted isolated light to moderate rainfall over Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar. The IMD said isolated heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In tennis, fourth-seeded Elina Rybakina will lock horns with unseeded Danielle Collins in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.